Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue, discussion, and input today as we talk about a very serious matter. Of course, the title, the subject, is so broad we'll never cover it in one broadcast, but at least we'll touch on it, give you a little insight as to what's happening in our nation and why we as Christians ought to be concerned in relationship to what we see taking place through the federal government and what is happening with the socialist Marxist Build Back Better Biden administration. We're talking about today spying, lying, and citizens' persecution. Spying, lying, and citizens' persecution. We'll be talking about that today. We'll look at an article to begin with of what Tucker Carlson has said about the NSA, listening to his phone calls, reading his text and email messages, et cetera, et cetera. And you would not think that that would be happening in America, but it is. But that's not new. That's not the only thing, the only place, and the only case. Under the Department of Justice, at the behest of Joe Biden, we now have the Domestic Terrorist Act, a 32-page document that did not go through the House, did not go through the Senate, was not voted on, was not something that was promulgated through the legislative process. But fiat, it is in force today. It's going to allow the federal government to spy on, look at, watch everything that's said and done on social media, big tech, et cetera. We're going to talk about that today. Also, we're going to talk about the battleground states election and the coup that took place and what is happening in about five or six of those states with a follow-up on what they're doing with the auditing and the recount of the election ballots. It is a scenario that's being squelched by the socialist, Marxist, communist media. And finally, I watched a segment this morning on CNN News where they were giving what they call, it was a replay from last evening, CNN News, giving what they call the fact check. And on the fact check, they were trying to discount any findings, anything that's said that's being done in relationship to examining the ballots to determine what actually took place in several of the battleground states. Some of those states, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that went through the process of the election fraud. There was fraud across the nation, but Georgia and Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. We'll look at briefly some of those findings and what is taking place today in that regard. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into our monologue, dialogue, and discussion, let me just remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the Bible. I recall back less than 100 years ago in Sunday school and the kids in Sunday school, they would sing that song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. And may I recommend that book today? It is the truth book. In John 8:31 and 32, Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is something that's not sought today. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that back in 1947-48, when he wrote the dystopian novel entitled 1984, he made this statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is watch what is happening in the Beltway in Washington. All you need to do is watch what is taking place in relationship to the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party, and Joe Biden and his lying spokesperson, Jen Psaki, and understand that they don't know what truth. I don't think those folks can spell truth, ladies and gentlemen. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a very powerful statement that I am delighted to restate for you today. The title of this article says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. The death of truth. He goes on to say the truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to you each and every day. I believe that God holds us responsible to stand on the truth, even if we have to stand alone, even if we have to defend the truth to death. I believe that God would be pleased with our doing that based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. There's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few moments for a brief part of the monologue. Then we're going to introduce our guest today. We're going to have some dialogue and discussion about some of these very, very serious issues that I believe we need to face as American citizens and recognize what's happening to our constitutional republic in America today. We live in what I call an ever-changing, chaotic, scary society today. Our 21st century America is a nation today where Big Brother, hear me, where Big Brother, our government, is in full control of every aspect of our lives. Who would have ever thought that the American citizens, the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, would be under scrutiny and observation and monitored by the federal government? But yes, we are. There's a 32-page document, ladies and gentlemen, called the National Domestic Terrorist Act that has been developed by the Department of Justice at the behest of Joe Biden, and it didn't go through the House, the Senate, any elected body. It didn't go through anything but the bureaucrats with the left-leaning desire to overthrow the Constitutional Republic. But today, ladies and gentlemen, through that, everything that's done and said, everything is being scrutinized, observed, and monitored by the federal government. Today, this is exactly what we're seeing for the nation. And just recently, in fact, it was just on last evening's broadcast of Tucker Carlson, that he announced on national television that the NSA, the National Security Administration, has been reading his emails, listening to his phone calls, and trying to put him off the air. Why is this so? Simply because he is exercising his First Amendment rights, and he's doing so on television. Let me read a blurb from a couple of these articles, and then we'll introduce our guest today. We'll talk about this and about some of the other issues that are facing America with the spying and the lying upon citizens and the persecution and the prosecution of Christians in particular. Headline of this article says, Tucker Carlson claims the NSA is monitoring his communications in an attempt to take him off the air. Dateline June the 28th, 2021, Tucker Carlson claimed on Monday night that his communications are being monitored by the NSA in an attempt to take his show off the air. Carlson told the viewers a whistleblower from the U.S. government reached out to his show, quote, to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air. Tucker Carlson told the viewers that the evidence they have of this is that, quote, the whistleblower who is in the position to know repeated back to us information about a story that we're working on that could have only come directly from my text, emails, and phone calls. There's no other possible source for that information, period. This is scary, he said. We need to stop it right away. Further in this article about this, in the segment, Carlson also touched on recent comments that President Joe Biden about the threat of white supremacy in the United States, claiming he spoke to the FBI agents who said there have been, quote, so few crimes committed by avowed white supremacists, the Bureau considered dismantling the office that investigates those groups, end quote. Quote, Americans are, in fact, much more likely to die from lightning strikes than at the hands of any white supremacist in America. One other article on that same subject, ladies and gentlemen. This article is entitled Tucker Carlson, NSA Allegations Spark Calls from the Agency to Defund and Investigate. Tucker Carlson's claim that he's being spied on by the NSA have prompted a wave of figures to call for the agency to be investigated and defunded. The Fox News host made the explosive claims on Monday night's edition of the Tucker Carlson Show that a whistleblower within the U.S. government said the National Security Agency had been spying on him. Carlson said that he became convinced his private information was being looked at by the agency's staff when the purported whistleblower reportedly revealed a story that he was preparing for the future. The Fox News host said that information could have come only from my text and emails. There's no other possible way. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. The Biden administration is spying on all of us. We have confirmed that, Carlson said. He goes further and said his explosive spying allegations spark conservatives and libertarian figures and organizations to hit out at the NSA and the FBI. And it's got several people here listed, ladies and gentlemen. Libertarian Party, the representative, Republican Party, all asking for an investigation of the NSA as a result of that explosive knowledge information that has been brought forth. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, we're living in an era that I call simply, and others have called it that also, the third term of the Barack Hussein Obama administration to fundamentally change the United States of America. We're watching the foundation, the very foundation of America, being destroyed today. And Psalms 11:3 says, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's the reason I have such a passion about what we see taking place in America today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose our religious liberties, if we lose our freedom of speech, if we lose our Second Amendment right, we will become a third world nation overnight. And that was the goal of the Barack Obama administration. Now that's the goal of the puppeteers that's playing the puppet, Joe Biden, to carry it out. Joe Biden can't put two sentences together. Joe Biden can't make a decision on what to say or do. When Joe Biden reads his notes, he reminds himself audibly that he's going to get in trouble with his staff for what he's saying and doing. Right now, Jill Biden is headed to the U.S. Olympics because Joe Biden is not cognitively able to be interviewed or to speak on issues on an international scene. I'm saddened by his physical condition, but I'm also infuriated by what I see taking place in America today because of his cognitive disability and allowing others to lead behind the scenes. Barack Hussein Obama is in full charge. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill was a former District 1 Florida representative. He is a first and foremost Christian. He's conservative. He's a patriot. And always enjoy having Congressman Hill on the air with us. Welcome, Congressman, today to this broadcast. I pray that you have had a great day, and we're looking forward to what God is going to say and do through us on this broadcast.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And I always enjoy listening to your opening monologue because you're always right on target. And when you brought up the subject of the NSA spying on Tucker Carlson, that is such an outrageous behavior that is coming from our government, especially when you consider what the NSA, the National Security Agency, was originally founded and what their charter still is. The National Security Agency is a cryptologic intelligence agency of the U.S. Department of Defense responsible for the collection and analysis of foreign communications and foreign signals intelligence as a way of protecting the U.S. government. So they were established, and their charter is still to monitor foreign communications, not on its own citizens. And we know that that began with Barack Obama when he weaponized many parts of the department, of our U.S. department, against its citizens that were conservatives and Republicans. It's a shame what he initiated, and now Joe Biden, asterisk Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is now fulfilling what Obama began during his presidency.
You're exactly right, and it should be concerning for every citizen, every person that's under the sound of this broadcast today listening, every conservative, every Christian, every patriot, ought to be concerned in the realization and the recognition that this president administration is taking every federal agency, weaponizing it, and the weaponization of each of the federal agencies with the express purpose of rooting out, finding out, tracing down, to persecute, to prosecute any citizen, Christian, conservative, and patriot that's against this administration, or that questions anything about the election, or questions anything in relationship to the origin of COVID-19, or in fact, everyone that is considered a Trumper, everyone that voted for or supports or takes a stand for Donald J. Trump. We, as conservatives, Congressman, we are in the crosshairs of the ammunition being fired at us by the federal government today. We have watched, and it is my position, that we have watched the federal government take the critical race theory. We watched the federal government utilize Antifa and BLM to bring about an explosive issue in America with the behind-the-scenes and the open speaking of defunding the police in order to bring about a police state. I believe it's designed to bring about a full police state where the federal police agencies, which they have in mind of policing the streets in America, where every police agency, i.e. law enforcement agents in America, will be the ones that are policing our streets and not our local police departments. Today we have the what I call, Congressman, the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats, and their plan to fundamentally change America, which, as you just stated, is carrying out the original plan of Barack Hussein Obama. And it's the foundations that's being destroyed. I used on the broadcast, Congressman, yesterday, talking about the collapse of the building down in South Florida. Buildings do not collapse in America. That happens in foreign countries. But when you find a building that was built on sinking sand, a building that for the past 30 years, it's 40 years old, past 30 years, it's been sinking, according to the structural analyses of that, it's been sinking about 2 millimeters a year for the past 30 years. And as a result of that, we've watched the building collapse. And I talked about the great deal of detail about the construction inferiority, inferior materials and workmanship that brought it about. But just as we see that, saw that building sinking and eventually totally collapse, that's what we're watching, I believe, Congressman, today for the United States of America. We're watching it on the miry sinking sand. We're watching the calamities take place, like the waves slapping against the base of the building in South Florida until ultimately the corrosion took place and the foundation crumbled. And I'm fearful that we're seeing that in America. It's through the critical race theory that the government has set up a straw man. And you're familiar with that, where they set up the straw man, the critical race theory, talking about white supremacy being so dangerous. It's the ultimate danger in America. It is the most dangerous thing, according to the Biden administration. I'm looking at a headline that says, Biden administration strategy to combat domestic terrorism calls white supremacy the militia groups the biggest threat to terrorism in America today, end quote. So, Congressman, you can speak to that, but I believe we watched the government fabricate what would be viewed as a potential calamitous condition And then it's like developing a scare booger, as I call it. And then they come along and say, we're going to be the savior that's going to save the nation from this scare booger. And they have done so by dividing America. And I believe it's a Marxist tool that's used to divide America and establish socialism and communism. Speak to that. What do you see taking place in that realm with the federal government today?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, your analogy of that collapsing building and what we're seeing in America right now was spot on, because that is exactly what is going on. What we are seeing is being played out before our very eyes is the Marxist-Leninist agenda of first creating division and strife. And then when total chaos breaks loose, they come in as the saviors and institute their own form of government, which is always tyrannical and dictatorial. We have seen it over and over again throughout history, and we have seen it in many different nations. I have tried asking myself, why on earth is the left intent on destroying America, the most prosperous, the most benevolent, the most powerful nation the world has ever seen? Why on earth would you want to destroy that? And the reason being is they have this idea, this false idea, that they can create a better society, a utopia, based on everyone getting whatever they want. That everyone is going to have a job. Everyone is going to be able to have as much food as they want. That everyone is going to be able to go on vacation when they want. And they are going to implement this because they are smart enough to be able to control everything that goes on within a society, so that will happen. Well, of course, that is completely false. No one is able to determine what another person needs on a day-by-day basis. And in fact, you do not have the right to try and determine what someone else needs. We see in other nations when they try to do that, it is total destruction of that nation. Venezuela, Cuba, the Soviet Union, and also China. China is on the verge of collapsing. And despite what the media is telling us right now, that they have the strongest economy in the world, that their military is building and getting stronger each and every day, that is all a false narrative. China cannot continue as a dictatorial society, as history has always proven. Man by nature seeks freedom. Man by nature wants to be free because that is what God has put into his heart. And man does not like to be controlled by another group of people, by a government, because man wants to make their own decisions. That's why when we have in our own Declaration of Independence, where it states that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That means that every person has the right to determine their own destiny, and that government has no right to do that at all. Joe Biden is saying that white supremacy is the biggest threat to our society right now. He also made the same nonsensical statement that climate change is the biggest threat to the United States and to the world right now. This man is beyond belief in the rhetoric that he speaks that is complete and utter nonsense.
Absolutely. And you touch on that. And I think the former White House physician under the Trump administration, which is now a U.S. Senator, if I'm not mistaken, Ronnie Jackson, I believe his name was, he has just said that Biden needs to have a cognitive evaluation. And a group of other physicians have said, in fact, there was a statement out of a group out of Mayo Clinic that said that Joe Biden needs to undergo a cognitive examination because, in fact, on that online article from Mayo, it listed about seven things that's good indicators that there's a major cognitive problem. So with that being said, if he has a cognitive inability, who's running the federal government in America today. Who's really in the Oval Office? Who's really making the decisions for the direction of our nation? Who is it in your, from your position and your thinking, that's making these decisions today? Is it Joe Biden, or is he simply the puppet that's being used?
It certainly is not Joe Biden. I think who's making the decisions right now are a lot of the people that Joe Biden has brought on board who were a part of the Obama-Biden administration. He simply brought them back there. It wasn't with a lot of fanfare, and it wasn't with a lot of news media attention. But I believe he has those such as Valerie Jarrett, many others who were socialist communists who were a part of the Obama administration. He has simply brought them all back. And I believe that is who is making the decisions. And ultimately, even beyond that, is the Council for Foreign Relations, which is headquartered in New York. It is a globalist society that is always leaning towards the left, socialism, communism. And again, why do they do that? It's because even though they think they can control society, they themselves will be above and beyond that control. And when you look at those nations that have implemented socialism, communism, those at the top live high on the hog. And then everyone else, especially those at the bottom, live in horrible conditions. And that's why they think that they can organize society the way they want. But even if they can't, they are going to benefit tremendously from it, such as we saw the founder of Black Lives Matter, who was able to buy $5 million mansions within the past year. Because why? Because they are above what they are trying to make everyone else do.
Well, I find it fascinating you touch on that with the Black Lives Matter and the three female Marxists that founded Black Lives Matter, two of which were proud, as they called it, proud queers. And the two of them now have pulled out, have basically retired, as I would call it, resigned from the official running of Black Lives Matter. And now there's a push from some of the insiders with Black Lives Matter to audit the accounts because several hundred million dollars have become missing, as I understand it. But they pulled those out. They've invested them in real estate and other properties and other investments. And now they're out to be above the fray. They didn't do anything to hide the money, but it was all a sham. And the thing that I'm concerned about, I just read an article just yesterday. What the United Nations is now saying that there needs to be reparations around the world for every nation, to make reparations for all non-whites and to fund Black Lives Matter. That's coming out of the United Nations of all places. That is, again, part and parcel of the globalist mindset of having a global government. But with that being said, Congressman, we have some things taking place with about five or six states with the examination of the election coup that took place in 2020 to ascertain how the election took place as it did and whether or not it was legitimate. We're going to talk about that right after the top of the hour news. We want to examine that and look at it. But Congressman, I'm delighted that you're with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida. We're looking forward to our continual dialogue and discussion today. And Congressman, just for a little footnote moment, I'm thankful that you'll be with us on Thursday evening for the Let's Face the Issues rally. We're looking forward to some lively discussion and dialogue in relationship to some of these same issues we're talking about today. I'm looking forward to that.
Same here, Dr. Youngblood. I think that's going to be a great forum.
I'm looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.